from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz. We'll open the hour with trumpeter Johnny Coles and a session recorded for Blue Note in the summer of 1963. The album Little Johnny C, with two sax players, Joe Henderson on tenor and Leo Wright on alto, Duke Pearson on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and either Pete LaRocca or Walter Perkins on drums. This track featuring Walter Perkins. It's called Jano.
Thank you.
I'm sure some of you recognized that last tune right away. That was the Charlie Brown theme, included as part of the soundtrack to the CBS TV special A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Music composed and performed by pianist Vince Guaraldi and his trio, with Monty Budwig on bass and Colin Bailey on drums. The session recorded in 1964. Of course, Mr. Guaraldi composed all of the music for the Peanuts TV specials. And in 2015, the Concord Music Group released a compilation entitled Peanuts Greatest Hits, featuring many memorable tunes from the various TV special soundtracks, all digitally remastered. Before that, another trio from 1987, fronted by harpist Deborah Henson Conant, and a track from her album Round Midnight, with John Lockwood on bass and Bob Gulati on drums. We heard Georgia on My Mind. Deborah Henson Conant, one of the few harpists in the world of jazz. And we began the set and also the hour with Johnny Coles on trumpet from 1963, the album Little Johnny C. We heard Jano. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with Romanian saxophonist Nicolas Simeon from 1992 and the album Black Sea. He's in a quartet with Graham Haynes on cornet, Lonnie Plaxico on bass, and Ronnie Burridge on drums. This is the title cut, Black Sea. Thank you.
Thank you. like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. Well, maybe other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. There will never be another you. There may be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. I may be dream a million dreams, how can they come true if there will never ever be another you? Dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there were
Earlier in the hour, we listened to a track from 1987 from harpist Deborah Henson Conant, another session from that same year to round out that set, from pianist Billy Childs, the album Take, for Example, This, released on Windham Hill Jazz back then. And he's joined here by Bob Shepherd on sax, either Tony Dumas or Jimmy Johnson on bass, and one of three different drummers, Mike Baker, Joe Hedia, or Steve Houghton. We heard Quiet Girl. Before that, Norwegian jazz singer Leila Dalseth, probably one of the most famous jazz singers to emerge from that Scandinavian country, the other being Karen Krog. Leila began her professional singing career in 1954 when she was just 14, and over the decades, she's had the pleasure of working with many legends of European and American jazz, including Bucky Pizzarelli, Frank Capp, Roger Kellaway, Milt Hinton, and Jim Hewitt, among many others. But she's also released several albums as a leader. We listened to a track from a 1978 recording entitled Glad There Is You, a collection of standards in a classic swing setting. And we listened to There Will Never Be Another You. And we began the set with a track from Nicholas Simeon, a Romanian sax player leading his quartet through Black Sea, the title track from that 1992 release. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our final set of the hour with trumpeter Jack Walrath, a track from the album Unsafe at Any Speed, a 2015 release on the Steeplechase label out of Denmark. The sessions recorded at the end of 2014 in New York City. Jack is in a quintet here with Abraham Burton on sax, George Burton on piano, Boris Kozlov on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. It's the opening track, Happiness Really Is a Warm Puppy.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's one from pianist Dan Nimmer, a native of Milwaukee. Dan has been active on the New York City jazz scene for many years. His style of piano playing has been influenced by the likes of Earl Garner, Oscar Peterson, and Wynton Kelly, among others. Dan has worked with both Wynton and Branford Marsalis as part of the Wynton Marsalis Quintet and with Branford as part of the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. We went back to 2005 for the album T42 with David Wong on bass and Pete Van Nost on drums, a collection of originals and jazz standards. We heard Little Neely. Another trio before that from Australia, made up of Ian Cooper on violin and guitarists Ian Date and Tommy Emmanuel. From their 2015 release Just Passing Through, the album paying tribute to Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and the classic gypsy swing sound of the 20s and 30s, we heard After You've Gone. And we began the set with trumpeter Jack Walrath leading his quintet through Happiness Really Is a Warm Puppy, the opening track off of Unsafe at Any Speed. Our time is up for this hour of the program, unfortunately. My name is Jake Longwell. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Thank you for your company, as always. Join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.